I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So the Astros made a couple moves, and I would say in the process, they shoot to the top of the MLB WAG ratings.
Well, listen, Correa, Altuve, and Springer are like the triple threat, right? They're the big three on the field.
Yeah, right.
The Astros now have a big three off the field.
They do.
Daniela Rodriguez,
the
future Mrs. Carlos Correa and former Miss Texas USA.
Keep going. Yeah.
Kate Upton, who just married Justin Verlander after the World Series.
There you go, Justin.
And our personal friend, Allie LaForce, is now an Astros wife.
Friend of the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
She is an Astros wife. She's married to Joe Smith, who, by the way, has been a very effective setup man for more than a decade.
It's a good signing.
It's a good
That's a great signing. I'm a huge Allie LaForce fan.
Exactly. There you go. They are the true triple threat. Wow. Daniela Rodriguez, Allie LaForce, and Kate Upton.
Wow. Got that right, son.
Hey, married to Allie LaForce, that says a lot about the guy. Right? He's a sharp guy, man.
2 years, $15 million deal.
Solid signing.
And to your point, Rich, solid signing. Good control.
Yep.
Gets right-handed hitters out, which with the Yankees now adding Giancarlo Stanton to go with Aaron Judge is a big deal. And I would say the other move they made, by the way, was a Rule 5 draftee today.
Bit of a surprise. A guy who has a – this is a weird story. Brian McTaggart filling in all the details on Astros.com. This kid was briefly an Astro. He came to the Astros in 2010 in the Roy Oswalt deal.
Right.
And was immediately moved on to another organization in another trade. But now, 7 years, 8 years later, Anthony Gose, who was on the Texas Rangers AAA roster and left unprotected, was chosen today by the Astros in the Rule 5 draft. For those who don't know, he has to be on the 25-man roster all of next season or be offered back to the Texas Rangers.
For half price.
For half price. Yeah. So this is a guy they think can help. He apparently last year in AAA hit 100 miles an hour. He's a former outfielder turned pitcher.
Yep.
And what I'm reading is that he could be a guy who could pinch run, be a defensive replacement, even possibly pinch hit if they're in a spot, along with giving them possibly some quality innings if he makes the team.
If he makes the team. He's a lefty. So with that said, as Astro fans sit here with bated breath and anticipation thinking, okay, what moves are they going to make in the bullpen? Are there going to be any big moves coming up? The pitching staff now is pretty much set for next year.
I think Joe Musgrove and Brad Peacock have a good chance of being in that bullpen, and that shores up that bullpen.
I just wrote down what I thought is going to be the 13-man pitching staff coming out of spring training. You got Verlander, Keuchel, McCullers, Morton, McHugh. Those are five guys who are traditional starters. Peacock is a swing guy, to your point. I guess Musgrove kind of fits that category as well. That's seven. Davinsky is 8, Giles is 9, Joe Smith, who they just added, is 10. I would guess Martez is going to be part of this pitching staff, is
probably,
11.
Yep.
Michael Feliz is 12, and then fill in name of lefty here, either Tony Sipp, who has a year left.
With decent money, too.
It's $6 million goes, or I even saw Jake Kaplan yesterday tweet that they're thinking about offering a contract to keep Liriano here as their lefty setup guy.
Definitely on the table, as is this Ghost.
Right.
A young man they just picked up.
One of those three will be your situational lefty. So
I don't think you're going to see any more major moves.
I would say even maybe with the roster, too. Like, I think this team's pretty well set.
Yeah,
the
Arrieta, the Darvish stuff, even the Chris Archer stuff was dismissed, I think, pretty quickly out of hand as any of those guys coming here. I don't think that was if any of those guys were on the radar, apparently it wasn't for very long.
Yeah. The Archer one is intriguing for me just because he's under team control till like 2021.
And he hasn't been great the last couple of years.
He hasn't, but he's a very reasonable price.
He's always out there, too. Very dependable.
But I think, too, also, I think this team does a pretty good job of getting more out of guys in those pitching staffs than other guys do. Even Verlander talked about when he got here, he felt like he was great in Detroit. He became a better pitcher here.
I think Archer is still viewed as valuable enough, though, that the Astros would have to give up something
significant.
They
would, no question about it. It's probably more of a trade deadline thing, and you see how how the season sort of unfolds. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.